Our prophet, simply the best. Our prophet, simply the best. Our prophet, simply the best. Our prophet, simply the best.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said, O people, indeed, the one to receive salvation quickly from the extreme difficulties and accountability from the day of judgment will be that person from amongst you who would have recited abundant salat, meaning durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our Prophet, Simply the Best. In our last episode, we learned about the blessed lineage of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we walk around this earth, we go visit places, we see beautiful parks filled with beautiful flowers, we see mountains covered with grass, we see mountains covered with snow, we see beautiful lakes. We keep admiring all the beauty created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know the entire beauty is through the sadaqah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one unique specialty of the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that all of creation was brought into existence solely for his sake, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is a hadith in Al-Mustadrak, volume 3, page 516, hadith 4285. It is said, Ya Isa, Amin bi Muhammadin, wa'mur man adrakahu min ummatika, an yu'minu bihi falawla Muhammadun, ma khalaqtu Adama, walawla Muhammadun, ma khalaqtu al-Jannah walannar. O Isa, believe in Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and command your nation to believe in him if they live to see his advent. If Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not created, I would not have created Adam alayhi salam, heaven or hellfire. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the chief of all the angels, once informed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your Lord says, certainly I have made the world and those who live in it so that I may show them how lofty and auspicious your rank is. And if not for you, I would not have created the world. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah Almighty, he beheld the light of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon the divine throne, meaning Arsh. Seeing this, he supplicated, My Lord, how did this light come about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, This is the light of one prophet from your offsprings. Amongst the angels of the heaven, he is called Ahmad. Whereas amongst those on the earth, he is known as Muhammad. If he did not exist, I would not have created you, the skies or the earth. It has been stated in a divine hadith, لَوْلَاكَ مَا خَلَقْتُ السَّمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضًا وَلَا جِنًّا وَلَا مَلَكًا If you were not in existence, I would not have created the skies, earth, jinn, or angels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hubbun nabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love of nabi. Imagine, we're all created through the sadaqah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are all created because of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you look around us, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created countless beings, some of whom are beautiful, and others whom are exceptionally beautiful. There is, however, one being who is the cynosure, who is the nucleus of all hearts. Those who were graced by His presence were left yearning to see Him again. The same longing permeates the hearts of those who are yet to see Him, but have heard or read about His radiant features, coal-filled, brilliant eyes, rosy lips, teeth like pearl, tongue moistened with clear and sweet saliva, and His beautifully lifted nose. After all, ears fall in love before the eyes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the source of beauty and excellence. Every particle of the beauty of the universe is a beggar at the blessed threshold of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty granted him such a matchless beauty, which if appeared completely, the human eye would not be able to endure its splendors. Brother of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Maulana Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Ik jhalak dekhne ki taab nahi alam ko, wo agar jalwa karein, kaun tamashai ho? This world will not be able to endure the splendor of the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you watch this show, just a glimpse of it, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, who will be able to bear its splendors? In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautifully called the excellent beauty of His beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sometimes by the name of Sirajam Munira, meaning bright lamp. Because the way the lamp removes darkness of a house, similarly, through His blessed existence, the darkness of unbelief and polytheism was dispelled and the entire world became luminous with the nur of Iman through the sadaqah of nur of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the way a thief does not break into the house that has a lamp lit, similarly, shaitan does not go steal the faith of the one whose heart is filled with the light of the lamp of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The way the lamp removes darkness of a home, similarly, this lamp, meaning the nur of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, also removes the darkness of the heart. The person who has a lamp at his home does not feel scared, then the heart in which the memory of the nur of Mustafa exists does not feel sad. If Siraj Munira means the sun that gives a shine, so it will mean that the way the nur light of the sun is spread in the entire world, similarly, the entire world is illuminated by the nur of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The way the sun is superior to the rest of the stars and the way they shine. Similarly, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also superior regarding virtues and miracles to the rest of Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the title of shining star, as he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, declared him as one najm. He has also praised the beauty of his luminous face by calling him wadduha. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu describes the beauty of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by saying, His blessed complexion was excellently bright. His blessed perspiration shone like pearls. And Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also concluded that after seeing the moon of the sky and the moon of the sacred Medina, meaning the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, over and over again, I have found the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more beautiful even than the moon. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beauty of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which the blessed companions compared with the moon, was not the complete beauty of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If the complete beauty of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had been revealed to the people, their eyes would not have had the power to see it. Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated from Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the complete beauty of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not revealed to us. If his complete beauty had been revealed to us, our eyes would not have been able to see His graceful appearance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that I have never seen anything more beautiful than the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It seemed as if the sun had been shining in his blessed face. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further said, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would smile, walls would become bright, and the noor of his blessed teeth would fall on them like the rays of the sun. Some blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also said, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would feel joy, his blessed face would shine so much that the reflection of walls could be seen in it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has described the blessed face of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would feel joy, it seemed as if his blessed and luminous face is a piece of the moon. When someone asked Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, did his blessed face shine like a sword? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, no, but rather it would shine like the moon. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah. The moon has its own simplicity. The moon has its own beauty. And your heart automatically gets attracted to it. When you go out at night, when you look at the full moon and how bright it is, how it is illuminating every pathway that you walk, you automatically fall in love with it. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beauty of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was compared to a moon because we have seen moon. Otherwise, his beauty is far more than the moon. The beauty of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is incomparable. The beauty of moon is through the sadaqah of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just like the moon would shine the bright pathways, the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will illuminate and remove darkness from homes and hearts. When a needle would fall from the blessed hand of Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, and could not be found after searching it thoroughly. But as soon as the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would arrive, the whole room would illuminate by the virtue of the light of the luminous face of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The needle would start shining and would be found. Suzane gumshuda milti hai tabassum se tere, sham ko subh banata hai ujala tera. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the lost needle can be recovered through the light which emanates when you smile. Sham ko subh banata hai ujala tera, evening changes into morning through your light. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the very first time, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, I did not find it suitable to wake the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam due to his immaculate beauty. I slowly approached him and placed my hand on his blessed chest. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked at me smiling. A noor came out of his blessed eyes and spread high in the sky. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned the reality and said, in my sight, there was no one more beautiful than the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I was not able to gaze steadily the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam due to its jalal, due to its grandeur and beauty. If someone asked me to mention the qualities and virtues of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said it was not possible for me due to the grandeur of his beauty to gaze him steadily. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, if there had been no bright signs, meaning other prophetic miracles, in his blessed personality, so his blessed luminous face would have given the news of his nubuwa, would have given the news of his prophethood. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, his beauty was unique in the world and body complexion was very bright. The one who would describe the attributes of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would compare him with the full moon and his blessed perspiration was as clean and shining like a pearl. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to the saying of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and make our heart luminous with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had no shadow. If he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stood in the sunlight, the light of his blessed luminous body would overcome the sunlight. And if he stood beside a lamp, the light of his blessed luminous body would overcome the light of the lamp. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when people saw him, they would immediately fall in love with him. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was migrating from Makkah to Medina, he passed by a tent of Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. She did not know the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but she was very wise. She used to sit by her tent and serve food to the travelers. This blessed caravan asked about meat and dates so that they could buy some from her. But incidentally, at the time, she had nothing. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw a weak nanny goat at the corner of the tent and asked, O Umm Ma'bad, what goat is this? She humbly said, it does not have milk in its udders and have never given birth. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam moved his blessed healing hands on the udders and made dua for it. The goat then started giving milk. Everyone drank sufficiently and then he left from there. After some time, Umm Ma'bad's husband came home. Having seen so much milk, he was surprised. He asked, O Umm Ma'bad, how did we get so much milk? There is no animal that gives milk at home. She said, by Allah, just now a blessed person had passed by this place. Abu Ma'bad said, describe the appearance of that person to me. My dear viewers of Madani channel, pay close attention on how Umm Ma'bad describes Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon this, Umm Ma'bad said, I saw such a person whose beauty was outstanding, whose face was beautiful, and creation was very nice, very attractive, and extremely beautiful. His eyes were dark and big, eyelashes long, his voice was resonant, neck shining with blessed thick and full beard. Both eyebrows were thin and touching each other. His blessed height was also medium, neither very tall, which seemed bad, nor so short that looks insignificant. If he is seen from a distance, he looks breathtaking and beautiful, and when seen from near, he looks far more attractive and stunning. Having listened to the praise of that blessed person, Abu Ma'bad said, by Allah, this is that blessed person whose news we have received from Makkatul Mukarrama. I wish to be in his company. If it is in my power, I must fulfill my desire. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the beauty of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be judged from the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the whole universe with beauty after creating all beautiful things and then bestowed greater beauty than the whole universe upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The state of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was this, that when the women of Egypt saw him, they got lost in his beauty and they cut their fingers unknowingly. This parable has been stated in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَا لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرٌ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. When the women saw him, they praised him and cut their hands and said, purity is to Allah. This is no human being. This is not but an honorable angel. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the state of beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina walayhi salatu wasalam, that he was bestowed with more beauty than all other creatures. So just imagine what would be the state of the masterpiece of the beauty of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as his beauty was much more than Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has said, فَلَوْ سَمِعُوا فِي مِصْرَ أَوْصَافَ خَدِّهِ لَمَا بَذَلُوا فِي سَوْمِ يُوسُفَ مِنْ نَقَدٍ. That is, if the people of Egypt had heard of the beautiful qualities of the blessed face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would not have spent their wealth in putting a price upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. She further says, لَوَاحِ زُلَيْخَ لَوْ رَأَيْنَا جَبِينَهُ لَأَثَرْنَا بِالْقَطْعِ الْقُلُوبَ عَلَى الْأَيْدِي. That is, if the women criticizing Zulaikha had seen the bright and shining forehead of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then instead of cutting their hands, they would have preferred to cut their hearts. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about the stature of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was of medium height. But despite this, whenever he would walk alongside a tall individual, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would seem taller than the other person. Moreover, whenever he would grace any gathering, his blessed shoulders would be higher than all the attendees. The mother of the believers, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, states, the beloved of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was neither very tall nor short. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would walk alone, he seemed to be of medium stature. If there was a tall individual walking alongside him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would seem taller than him. Sometimes, two tall individuals will walk with him, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would seem to be taller than both of them. Then, when they both would depart, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would appear to be of medium height. The great theologian, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stand or walk, despite his height being perfectly moderate, it would appear to be taller than everyone. And when he would grace his seat, his noble head would appear to be higher than the rest of the gathering. In no way whatsoever did the special protective love, the ghaira of Allah Almighty, create an equal to him. O devotees of the Prophet, the wisdom behind this exclusive virtue of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned as follows. Just as there is no one greater than him in terms of inner excellence and perfections, there should also be no one who appears greater than him in terms of physical appearance. The scholar of Hadith and Quran, Allama Mawlana Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, the Honorable Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are in agreement that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was of medium height. But it is his miraculous brilliance that despite of being medium height, when he stood amongst thousands of people, his noble head would appear to be higher than everyone else. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we cannot surely describe the beauty, the attributes and excellences of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but only collect mercies and blessings by listening about his beautiful and blessed body parts to gain some blessings of the blessed zikr of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, beautifully writes in his poetry, Sarvar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Should I proclaim you as my master or my king or chief? O rose of beauty from the gardens of Allah's Khalil. Tere to wasf aib tana hi se hain bari, hairan hu mere shah main kya kya kahun tujhe. Your virtues are free from fault of being countable. I am in awe of praising you. I am incapable. Kehlegi sab kuch unke sana khan ki khamoshi, chup ho raha hai kehke main kya kya kahun tujhe. The silence of your devotee will sing the praise for you when he is silent, saying, Master, I am in awe of you. Lekin raza ne khatme sukhan is pe kar diya, khalik ka banda, khalk ka aka kahun tujhe. The chapter is brought to an end on this note by Raza. The Creator's servant, the master of creation you are. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this topic does not end. It keeps going and going and going. And you feel, and your heart feels so much more love, and you want to continue. about the attributes of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We will continue talking about the beautiful appearance of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the next episode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.